Good morning. Welcome to Faith in the Morning. Something good is going to happen to you today, so expect miracles. Thank you for joining me today. Faith in the Morning exists to help you start today with faith and encouragement, and that's exactly what's going to happen today. So however you're streaming, whether it's Tubi, Facebook, or YouTube, listen on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or the Faith Plus app. Thank you so much for starting your day with Faith in the Morning. Thank you for adding us to your morning routine. We're so glad that you are a part. And this week, we're talking about open doors in favor because God has opened doors in favor for you. Go ahead and say it loud, put it in the chat. Say, God has opened doors in favor for me. Come on, say it loud, put it in the chat. Say, God has opened doors in favor for me. One more time, say it loud, put it in the chat. Say, God has opened doors in favor for me. It's so important to put the promises of God in your mouth. Why? It reminds you of the promises of God. It renews your mind. It releases your faith and it encourages your heart. And our lives follow the direction of our words. That's why we start by saying what God says. So before we get into today's verse, will you say the Faith Family Confession with me? You'll see it in the show notes on Apple Podcasts or Spotify or the description on social media. You ready? Go ahead. Say, I'm the salt of the earth. I'm the light of this world. Jesus said it, so I believe it. I'm a carrier of the glory of God. Today, I will experience the extreme goodness of God. Today, I make myself available for God to show His goodness to others through me. Today, I'm increasing in influence. Today, I will see the goodness of God in my life. Today, something good is going to happen to me, so I expect miracles. Praise God. Go with me to Acts 19. As I said before, we're talking about open doors and favor this week. And one of the things we covered yesterday and then on Monday as well as on Sunday is that sometimes when God opens doors for you, there's still opposition. So you can't judge the opportunity by the level of the opposition, but you have to get your eyes off the opposition and get your eyes on the opportunity. And in 1 Corinthians 16, Paul says that there was a wide door open for him. An effective door was open for him, but there are many adversaries, there are many opponents, many who are opposing him. But I want you to see this open door that he had. Because remember, open doors are not just automatic. You need to pray for open doors. Go ahead and say, I'll put it in the chat. Say, I must pray for open doors. That's why this week we're asking you to pray for open doors and favor for you, for your family, for me, for this entire faith family, this faith community that streams Faith in the Morning and read the newsletter. As I've been sharing, I'll share more of the details probably next month that is growing rapidly. And people are starting their day with Faith in the Morning. And I want you to pray, not just for yourself, but everybody watching and streaming part of the faith family for open doors and favor this week. Amen. Acts chapter 19. Let's look what happens as a result of this open door. So when Paul gets to Ephesus, he finds a group of disciples, ministers to them. They're filled with the Holy Spirit. And then he goes and follows his normal strategy. He goes to the synagogue and spoke boldly there for 3 months. This is still a long period of time concerning the Apostle Paul's ministry. Usually he's there for maybe a few weeks, maybe a couple months, and then he's gone. But he stays for 3 months every Sabbath speaking and reasoning and persuading concerning the things of the kingdom of God. But it says verse 9, but when some hearts were hardened and they did not believe, but spoke evil of the way before the multitude, he departed from them and withdrew the disciples reasoning daily in the school of Tyrannus. So the school of Tyrannus during the day was out. This is custom of the day. So they didn't meet in these hours, probably between 10 a.m. and 3 p.m. around that time. And so every single day he went and continued to teach and to preach and to reason and to persuade. Now notice what it says next. And this continued for 2 years so that all who dwelt in Asia heard the word of the Lord Jesus, both Jews and Greeks. Now, you know, we can just read through this and go to the next part, but notice what happened. Paul's following his normal strategy, the normal way he operates. What happens? He runs into opposition. Did he just pack up and go home? No. God opened the door. He changed a strategy. He pivoted. And there are times when opposition is coming at you, but you know God has granted you an opportunity that you have to change your strategy. You can't just do everything you're used to do. What used to cut it, it's not going to cut it today. You can't go back to what you used to do back in the day, what you used to do when you were growing up, what you did, maybe even how you were educated. You have to be willing to embrace new ideas. You must be willing to innovate. God gives ideas, concepts, and insights, and he's full of them. So just because God gave you God idea 30 years ago doesn't mean he doesn't have a new idea for you today. What's important? To be open to change, to be open to innovate, and to be open to be led by the Spirit of God. So we see Paul changes his strategy. He innovates. And so he goes to the school, which was open every single day, and he teaches for 2 years straight. Now, how effective was this open door? One, Paul didn't stay in any place this long. Yes, Corinth, he stayed maybe a year and a half, but this is already longer. He's staying over 2 years. This is 2 years, 3 months at least. He's in Ephesus. This is more significant than we realize. Paul is actually planted in an area, and the ministry is so effective that what he does in Ephesus becomes a ministry base for him. So what do you mean? When you look at the churches that Jesus talks to about 60 years later in the book of Revelation, in Revelation chapter 1, 2, and 3, all of those churches were started because of what happened at this ministry base in Ephesus. Also, the church in Colossae, when he led it to the Colossians, was started because of this ministry in Ephesus. From this place, it said the word went through all Asia. What is Asia here? It's modern day Turkey. And so churches were started all throughout Turkey, and everybody who lived in that area heard about Jesus. That's an open door. That's an effective door. But notice how Paul got this result. God opened the door. Paul was willing to change his strategy, and he stuck with what God told him to do. Today, my encouragement to you is be willing to change your strategy. Just because you run into a roadblock, don't give up. Don't quit. Don't say, oh, it's not working again. This open door and favor stuff don't work. Stop saying stuff like that. When you run into opposition, say, God, should I change my strategy? If so, what should I do? Once you do that, he'll give you wisdom. Sometimes he'll say, just keep going at it. Or sometimes he'll say, tweak this. Or sometimes do something completely different. This is your time for open doors and favor. But you can't give up just because what you used to do doesn't work anymore. You have to be willing to innovate. Come on, say out loud, put in the chat. Say, I have to be willing to innovate. Come on, say out loud and put in the chat. Say, I have to be willing to innovate. One more time. Say out loud, put in the chat. Say, I have to be willing to innovate. You have to be willing to innovate. Follow the leading of the Holy Spirit. You can't just stick with what you used to do. Because as you follow the leading of the Holy Spirit, you'll be at the right place at the right time with the right people doing the right things. And guess what? You'll have supernatural effectiveness, just like Paul did here. And whatever career industry God has called you to, you need to pray for open doors and favor, and God will do miraculous things in you, through you, around you, and in the field you're called to be. We're out of time for today. I love you so much. Make sure you read today's newsletter, because we'll share even more in the newsletter today. You see the link to the newsletter and the show notes and the description on social media. Have a wonderful day. Make sure you pray for open doors and favor for yourself, for your family, and for this wonderful faith family and Faith in the Morning community. And tonight during our midweek experience, we'll be sharing more about the favor of God. You don't want to miss it. So make sure you stream it tonight at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I love you so much. God bless.